We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great. Good afternoon, everyone. It is Wednesday, May 25th, 2022. This is the Bob Cordaro Show, and I am he, broadcasting today from what is still the United States of America, but a hurting country today. It's the place where the brave have made us free. The United States of America, where we were founded by great men who understood, based on all of human history, that concentrations of power in human hands, particularly in government, always turned out badly. They also understood that government was not to be our parent, our guide, our salvation, our direction, not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted by God, not something to be parceled out or controlled by government or government officials. Our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press. Now, because they were armed with these freedoms, a ragtag bunch of immigrants and rejects, even people brought here in slavery, created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation and culture ever to grace this beautiful planet Earth, America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose, unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed, unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort or benefit. This Bob Cordaro Show will always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And we honor today the precious dead in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas. God bless them and their families. What a nightmare. And, boy, you watch it unfold, and it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And, man, I mean, these are 19 kids. And this is on the heels of the murder of 10 in Buffalo. And there's no answers for it. There are not. Some coming from the right place, others with political motives. They want to do something. They want something done. Well, there's nothing to be done. More security at so-called soft targets like schools. More awareness. People not being afraid to report when someone is going off the deep end. But I mean, you know, you read, you know, the typical, and on the day that we're learning about this tragedy, typical of the left, you have the Scranton Times cabal and its newspaper. They want to investigate cops. They want independent investigation of cops. That's their priority today. And they want red flag laws passed, even though they did nothing in the Buffalo, New York shooting. And any of the other shootings. We've got to protect ourselves. And I'm not saying arming ourselves is the answer either. I don't know the answer. And the thing is, neither do they. But it is just an American tragedy. And had it not taken place on the heels of the Buffalo massacre, you would just say, you don't know. And by the way, nobody knows. Nobody knows. And I was so happy to see, and I think I'm pronouncing the name right, Gerald and Alice Groover in the Hazleton Standard Speaker, celebrating 65 years of marriage. There was some good news yesterday. On a business front, the Hotel Sterling development moving forward. It's called Hyatt Place in downtown Wilkes-Barre. Stephen Baruch, who used to be the head of the Chamber of Commerce, is involved with that, which is a good sign. But, man, you look and you just say, this is so bad. I don't know. It's so bad it's hard to... I don't know how the people in that town, and of course the people in Buffalo, even though the people murdered were adults, but I don't know how they process this. I remember Sandy Hook, and this is just an absolute nightmare. There's nothing can be retrieved from this that is good. It's just a complete disaster. It's a total tragedy. We'll find out if perhaps, as in the case of Buffalo, it was potentially preventable. In the case of most of them, we find out that they're potentially preventable. But this, 19 children and two teachers. It's remarkable. And everybody's got to avoid knee-jerk reactions, even though we're hearing the same calls we always hear, the same calls that would not have prevented either this or any other tragedy. Gun control, well, it didn't prevent the tragedy in New York. It didn't prevent the shooting in the subway a month or so ago. So you call for things that you know already didn't work. And again, it comes from a good place in most of the people who talk about it. And it comes from a political place in some others. And our job, in any discussion, and then certainly in public policy, is to do something that will actually help. But we have a violent, on-edge nation. And it's not exclusive to any political philosophy. When you hear people argue that, they're wrong. And they're certainly not the people you would go to try to resolve the issue or to mitigate the issue. In fact, you know to walk away from them when they blame it on a political ideology exclusively. And we don't know about this horrible, horrible young man. We don't know enough about him. He's Latino, grew up in the area. That's all we know. And the fact that he's Latino means nothing. He's dead. There's no identification. There's no... That is not a helpful source for this. Now, in Buffalo, knowing that he was a racist was important. But nothing we've learned over the years in these kinds of mass attacks could resolve or absolutely prevent any of these things, other than police being able and the FBI being able to react better to information they already have. This may not even be the case here. We don't know. Now, we'll be having updates at the bottom of the hour, each hour of the show. So we'll ask you to listen for them, and we'll try to keep you informed of all this. Tough stuff, though, boy. Man, is it tough. Bob Cadaro with you, the eponymous show. We'll be back after these messages. Well, 1959, this date, Preston Epps. He released an upcoming hit called Bongo Rock, the instrumental song you're hearing now. And in 1935, this date, Babe Ruth hit his last three career home runs, numbers 712, 713, and 714. For the Boston Braves, remember, he didn't finish as a Yankee in a game against the Pittsburgh Pirate, as the announcer mentioned at Forbes Field. Bob Cadaro back with you in the wake of this Texas tragedy, Uvalde, Texas. And it sort of knocks your pins out, obviously more because it's kids, but also because it's on top of and in the immediate aftermath of the Buffalo massacre. So you have two truly sick individuals, 18 years old. Somebody had texted in that we have to find out how these 18-year-olds are being manipulated and triggered on the internet. It's way beyond the internet. And it's not preventable, in my view, by censoring the internet or doing anything regarding it, other than prosecuting people if they actually support or ask for violence. In other words, if they commit a current criminal act by calling for violence on the internet. But these kids are, the two in particular, are sicker than that. And if it wasn't the internet, it'd be something else that triggered him. I mean, what, maybe the grandmother told him he couldn't do something? That's the one thing that, you know, we hope and pray just naturally that she survives. She was shot in the face, apparently, by this satanic person, and if she survives, it is possible that she'll lead us somewhere regarding the emotional state and the reputed cause. And I say reputed because he could say something is the reason, but there's a deep, deep disturbance in this person, or anyone who would try and certainly achieve these kinds of devastating results. But there's a lot of reasons that go into it. And, you know, again, we have to look at it to inform, but it's not going to prevent the next one. At least not the next attempt. Now, I was hearing one news report, and they were going through, and somebody on my one of my research groups texted in this question. Well, if they've had all these security measures, how is this kid able to just walk in an unlocked door after all that we do know, and that's the kind of thing we've got to find out. What did we know about this kid? And what do we know about the security at this particular school that could teach us for other schools? They certainly should be locked from the outside. You certainly should be buzzed in. And they claim that all those things were in place, but I have not seen it yet because I was listening to most of this, how he got in. He just walked in. And I don't understand, maybe why security protocols of a sort. I remember Dunmore High School, when I was in high school, had only one entry point, multiple exit points, but only one entry point, and that was locked. And when it wasn't locked, it was monitored. So we're at a loss, and we've got to find out more information to make any conclusions. And those, I tell you, and it's important for you to note, anyone who is making conclusions today, including the President of the United States, is wrong, and they are foolish. There's the Vice President of the United States, you could name them. The Governor of California, I mean, Chuck Schumer. And you're going to hear all of the same things. And none of it worked in New York. Gun control didn't work. Red flag laws didn't work. And so they're going to call for them anyway. So just don't listen to them. Just cover your ears for anybody that has a solution before we even know what the problem was with this sick person and the apparent lapse in security at this school. Very important that it gets handled that way with some measure of intelligence and reflection instead of the knee-jerk that we're getting already. It's remarkable, and it's frightening that these are our leaders. Larry from Plymouth, how are you?
Hello, Bob. The school shooting. The first people I blame are the parents, Bob. Parents have no control over their kids anymore. They don't. You can't.
Larry, you're doing exactly what I said, though.
Okay, well, you should.
Yeah, we can't be looking for the reasons for this when we don't even know what happened yet. It's a jump to conclusion that we've got to make sure on our side of the fence we don't participate in.
Bob, kids have no fear anymore. They're not afraid of anybody. When I was a kid, you did something wrong, you had a smack across the face. There's none that helps anything.
That may be a larger societal problem. Like, I understand. At home discipline like pain, is not what it was. Yeah,
like pain. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you. You know what? With this school,
we've got to go to ABC News here. But thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, my friend.
I can't be held over.
Yeah, we will. All right. We apologize. We're having technical problems with the ABC News update, but we will get to that. Yeah, Larry, there are a lot of things from a societal standpoint that are breaking down. There's no doubt about it. There's the failure to we're no longer a religious country.
Oh, okay.
We're no longer a family-oriented country.
That's right. But religious, I don't believe in that. But as far as this, they could harden these schools, Bob. You know, I heard somebody crying their eyes out this morning. Oh, they had guards at the schools. They have fat police officers, Bob, who never drew a gun in their life.
I'm going to cut you off because you're spouting stuff that you don't have any idea about.
Oh yeah. Who you hire at the schools, Bob? You hire ex-veterans who are battle-hardened.
We don't know any of the things you're saying.
Do you think these kids are Rambo? They're 18-year-old kids. All you have to do is put bulletproof glass and you put a sign out in the parking lot. Nobody comes into this school during school hours.
We're going to find out what the lapse in security was. We've got to go for weather now. We've got to find out what's happening, guys. We're not going to make conclusions on this show today. We're not going to come up with solutions or propose solutions today. That's for fools to do. We're not going to do it here. We'll take this break. We'll come back. We'll talk some more. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from Joe Snedeker today. Comfy and partly sunny, highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, dry, lows near 52. Thursday, partly sunny to cloudy, showers into night, highs in the low 70s. Friday, mainly dry starting, but then there will be rounds of showers and thunderstorms through the afternoon and evening. It'll be muggier with highs in the low 70s. Saturday, as we come into our Memorial Day weekend, rounds of showers and thunderstorms with breaks too. Highs in the low to mid 70s. Sunday, partly sunny, highs near 80. Memorial Day, mostly sunny, highs in the mid 80s. And then as we get into the week, it'll stay that way. So it looks like the San Ubaldo race is Saturday. So it could be a little rainy then, but your Sunday and your Monday, if you're making plans, they look pretty good. And we'll see what happens. Now, Soup Can texts in, Bob, they tell us the murder of babies is normal. Don't go to church because there is no God. The government is your savior, and people fear no repercussions in an afterlife. And I think the country moving away from religion causes a lot of problems. There's no doubt about that in my mind. Moving away from God causes major problems from a societal standpoint. But we don't know about this. I'm going to repeat this. It's very important. Anyone who is drawing conclusions or proffering solutions is a fool. It can't be done. Every one of these instances are unique. We can state certain facts. We could make certain assumptions. And the one assumption we have to make is that the security protocol at this school was not followed. I don't know that yet, though. So we got to be clear even to make that kind of conclusion. We can make the conclusion that this 18-year-old was evil and he was certainly sick. We can also make the conclusion, I'm happy he's dead. And he's gone to hell. He's gone to his reward for what he's done. Those are the things I believe. But we can't make conclusions and we can't offer solutions. These fools who are doing so, don't believe them about anything else. Because it proves that they don't think sensibly. They don't think logically. And they don't understand cause and effect. So if the immediate reaction is, I've got a solution and I am angry and I want to do this and I want to do that and we should do this and do that, that person is a fool. And that includes our president, our vice president, our majority leader in the Senate, Gavin Newsom. We already knew that. So how did we expect any kind of sense to come out of their mouth now? The only thing we can hope is that it comes from a good place, at least. But it doesn't reduce their foolishness, and we hope they can overcome that. All right. Andrew from New Jersey, how are you?
Good. Everything you're saying is right, even when you said it doesn't matter that he's Hispanic, but you were a little bit wrong. To you and I, it doesn't matter because we're normal and honest thinking people, and obviously you're rational, but to the leftist media, it matters because they don't know. Okay, they're disappointed. He's not a white supremacist, Trump supporter, so they don't know. You know, that's a letdown for them.
Well, we're going to see how they cover it. I mean, you're talking about 19 kids here, and you're right. It doesn't fit their narrative. But let's hope, as this proceeds, that they could, at least some of the media, at least some of the politicians, at least some of the opinion thought leaders, if you want to call them that, can move beyond the labels and actually try to figure out what happened here, what went wrong. And I think, obviously, the security standpoint, when we're looking, you send your children and grandchildren to school, you have to start thinking about security. And right. And what are the security protocols at your child's school? And you've got to work to fix them.
What also I want to say, I thought of that because of the Boston bomber. The Rolling Stone magazine did a story and said he was like the all-American kid, but it was white racism and Islamophobia that drove him. But it was really jihad. You know, maybe that did have a factor, but he got into that, which most Muslims, of course, don't. So I'm just curious if the media is going to say, well, this kid is minority, and he apparently, you know, wore like women's clothes. Maybe he was trans. So his bigotry towards him from Trump's, from the right wing, drove him. You know, I'm just curious if they're going to go that route. But lastly, I want to say all Black Lives Matter. There's not just shootings in Chicago and in Newark and Philly, but there's innocent people, just like those kids were innocent. In Newark, there was a gang shooting. They killed, shot the other kid, lit the car on fire, but then they drove around the neighborhood, blasting the houses with an Uzi, all Black people, a grown man. He dove, shielded his little seven-year-old daughter from the bullets whipping through. In Patterson, a girl sitting watching TV, a bullet came ripping through, took part of her scalp off. So those shootings, it seems like the media could care less. And on ESPN, I called and debated the guy who's like, well, if it's a police officer like Eric Chauvin, it's different than crime, you know, when it's gangs, but it's innocent people. 2-3-year-old kids, Black kids, were shot in the crossfire in one weekend in two cities. So apparently their lives, for some reason, matter much less.
Well, we've got to, your point is well taken. We've got to get away from grouping people, period. In any respect, we've got to get away from it. We can no longer handle that. These are individuals, and thank you very much for the call. We've got to get away from grouping people. It solves nothing. It doesn't even open up a window to what we're trying to accomplish, which is at least a little bit more peaceful society. Bob Cadaro with you. Appointment Radio. We'll be right back. Well, that is... then 15-year-old Brenda Lee releasing her hit single, I'm Sorry. Great song. This date in 1960. Bob Cadaro back with you. Let's try to get one more caller in before the Bloomberg Minute. John from Freeland, how are you?
How are you doing? You know, I wish there was any other topic we could be talking about today.
Honestly.
You know, and I'll tell you, on top of the evil that was perpetrated in Texas, you know, we have to slime on top of that the left-wing politicians in this country using this to advance their agenda. I mean, I thought for a moment last night that, yeah, and this was just a tiny little bit of hope in the back of my mind that maybe, just maybe, Biden could come on and maybe be a uniter rather than a divider.
Yeah.
But it was one of the most disgusting speeches of his presidency so far.
He's tops himself continually.
And, you know, and you're right. The best thing that we can do is to wait until the evidence comes in, and then we can begin drawing conclusions. I am so tired of every time something like this happens, you have to go out there and constantly shoot down the exact same claims made by the left, which just aren't true. Now, one of the things I said to your call screener, I wanted to mention, have a little bit of homework for you to do. I don't know if you've ever heard of this, and I'm surprised if anybody did. Did you ever hear of the Violence Project?
No.
Okay. A few months ago, the National Institute of Justice...
John, you got about 30 seconds, John.
Okay. U.S. Department of Justice did a project looking at mass shooters. What you do is you read this, and you start checking off the boxes. This will help at least give some sort of direction as to what we may be able to go in terms of solutions. Someone else pointed out to me very quickly that we spent $40 billion for going overseas. That could have given every school in this country at least $400,000 for security.
Well, they already,
just something
John,
to think about.
They already have the money from the COVID package. they don't have excuses, but we'll see. You're right. Let's see how it unfolds. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Time for the Bloomberg Money Minute here on the Bob Cadaro Show. It's a somber day. It's a tough day. We'll be back. That's The Ventures, 1960. There's another instrumental. They released that hit, their single, Don't Run. And it's a good instrumental. Bob Cadaro back with you on WILK. And we're continuing to talk about this horrific tragedy in Texas. Paul from Tunkhannock, how are you?
Hi, Bob. Just disgusted and heartsick. But I have a question for you. And I don't mean to bring up a painful subject, but you have experience with prison.
Yes. That's not that painful.
Okay.
It's not that painful now that I'm out.
Well, would you agree with me that getting into a prison is almost as difficult as getting out?
It has become so. And
but I'm saying, as a visitor, you know what the protocol is to go in and out of a prison.
Yeah.
They take a layered approach to their security. There's fencing around the perimeter. You've got to go through a checkpoint there. Once you get inside, you have to go through further checkpoints. And I'm not saying that this is the solution for schools, but we can do approach.
It's what we can do. And if you're right. If you're visiting a school, that door should be locked during school hours. There should be only one available point of entry. And then you should go into an area that they can see you on camera before you get into the body of the school. That's after the door. So there should be a lobby. There should be a security area that is secured. So even if they let you into the school, you are now in an enclosed area where they're going to check out what you're doing.
And, exactly.
And it makes now, too much sense.
I was married to a teacher at Lackawanna Trail, and their security system consisted of somebody sitting at a desk in front of the main door. Now, that's the first person that would get shot. You know,
yeah.
it's just ludicrous how we take our children's lives for granted, and we don't give them the protection that we give to our congressmen, our politicians, to our banks, to any other facility, and they go into... these people go into a killing field, a target-rich environment, because there's nothing that can stop them.
Yeah, and there is a reason they're going to schools, because they're soft targets, and we've allowed them to become that. I think, you know, you looked at all the COVID money that was spent on schools, and improperly so, and some of it should have gone to securing these schools. And it's common sense. It's basic. I happen to know a lot about a security, not just because of prison, but I've worked with Bo Dietl as well. But let us see what they didn't do. There was something they didn't do. That's very clear. Or this wouldn't have happened to this magnitude anyway.
Bo would agree that you need a layered system, and it starts with a security fence.
Yes.
And we need that, Bob. We need to take that COVID money and install fencing at the very least. And I don't care if there's concertina wire across the top. I'd feel good about taking my granddaughter to a school that had that.
Well,
I know she was safe.
You are correct on the layered security approach to this. I got to think about the fence thing, but I will say this. This had to have been and involved a lapse of security at that school. Thank you very much, Paul. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Well, we're coming up on the news at the top of the hour, so we'll get some update on Uvalde, Texas, and the nightmare that has unfolded there. And then we'll come back. And we'll talk some more about this. I've got Mary Regina sent in today's statement from Mother Teresa. That's certainly called for today. Bob Cadaro with you. It's appointment radio here on WILK. Somber, tough day in America, though. That's for sure. We'll be back after the news.
The Bob Cadaro Show Podcast.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.